Hey, this isn't goodbye forever. It's goodbye for now. When I get back to Boston and get settled, we'll touch base, see what our schedules are like, and plan our next rendezvous. Rendezvous, right, sex. Her tone is flat. I curl my hand around her nape and lift her chin with my thumb. Yes, incredible sex. Like what we've been having. You, me, great sex, good food, awesome times, fun. She nods. Fun. I frown and place my forehead against hers. What's wrong, baby? Skylar shakes her head. Nothing, I'm tired. We were up late last night. I grin at the memory of all the things we did last night. Things I'd like to repeat soon, very soon, God willing. Okay, sleep on the plane, get some rest. I'll be thinking about you. A lump of emotion builds in my throat, but I push it down, trying to play things cool. I'll be seeing her soon. It's not goodbye forever. Looks like I need the reminder as much as she does. Mm-hmm, she offers noncommittally. Weird. Sky's got her wall up, the one I pushed through and knocked down our first week together. Maybe it's because she's sad we have to separate. That has to be it. I wouldn't know one way or the other. Ever since Kayla, I've not dated a woman long enough to have an inkling what missing her would be like and vice versa. I gotta go, Park, she whispers, her breath feathering delectably across my lips. Leaning forward, I press my lips to hers. She eases her body against me, her breasts smashed to my chest, before she slants her head and opens her mouth. Just the invitation I need. I dip my tongue in and... Christ! She's like biting into a minty piece of gum for the first time. I can't get enough. I don't think I'll ever get enough. For long moments, our tongues dance and our arms tighten, bringing the other as close as possible. Ripples of arousal shoot to my cock, reminding me he'd like to say goodbye as well. She must feel my excitement because she moans into my mouth and rubs her lower half against my hard shaft like a cat in heat. I tunnel my hand into her hair, pull at her roots until she cries out, gasping for breath, and grips my ass with a force I've grown to appreciate when Sky goes wild for it. Since day one, she's been uninhibited and unapologetic about her ravenous sex drive. She matches my desires and libido to a T. No woman has ever shared my sex drive, but this firecracker explodes with it. Oh, she moans, head tipping back, chin to the ceiling as I grind against her, running my lips down her swan-like neck, nipping as I go. You sure you don't have a little extra time? I prompt with a thrust of my hips. One of her hands wiggles between us, and she palms my erection through the dress slacks I haphazardly put on when Sophie came knocking. She rubs up and down. Would love to, but... I groan with heartfelt irritation. You gotta go. I know. One more kiss. I kiss her so hard and so long my tongue hurts, and our lips are swollen and bruised. I plant my forehead against hers. I don't want to let you go. For the first time in a long time, I admit weakness to a woman. The back of my neck tingles and I grind my teeth. Then don't. She whispers, and for some reason, a niggling thought hammers at the back of my skull. Something important is happening, but I can't quite put my finger on it. You have to go back to your life in New York. I have to go back to mine in Boston. I hold her tighter. She inhales deeply, her shoulders dropping before she nods and moves away. It's been real, Parker. I grin. A real blast. The cheesy joke slips out. A flash of hurt crosses her gaze, but she quickly covers it up with one of her fake smiles. The ones she gives the paparazzi and people she doesn't really want to talk to, but has to, due to her status as a celebrity. Yep. All she says before she turns around and hefts her bags. I follow her through the suite where Rachel and Nate Van Dyken, her bodyguards, are waiting, fully dressed. All black, aviators dangling from their shirts. Nate looks like he is about to go to war in a pair of black cargos and matching combat boots.